The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Start spreading the news. I'm back home today. I'm so proud for you to be the main part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are back on Broadway. Right in the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to thank Debbie, Big Al, and Frank.
How's that?
For sitting in. Gus Piscopo in the morning is how your day should begin. These road trip blues are melting away. I've got to be a part of it. New York, New York. We're gonna make it there. Joe P is back on the air. We're here for you. New York, New York. Everything's music. Yeah. Guys, the boys are back. Great to see you. All great right. to see you. I miss you guys.
Welcome
it's like
home.
It's like I know I'm working like songs. Everything's a song. Let it rip, Albert. Come on, let's get the morning started. Great to have you with us. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. And thanks to Anthony Pope. And thanks, Steve Adubato, Joe Borelli, Bernie Kerik, Commissioner Kerik, and John Catsimatidis, my dear friend, for sitting in. I am back. I'm off the road. I came to New York. It's been nuts. It's been a whirlwind. I have so much to tell you. I don't even know where to start, but it's been great. I will tell you this. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Can't wait to catch up with the guys. But I got to tell you, we are a great country. We are great people. Every time you step away from where you live and you go and you travel this great country, you see the goodness of the United States of America. I could feel it. I could see it. I could hear it. People come up to me. They hug me. They know it. We look in each other's eyes. We know we're great. I'm sick of the divide. I'm sick of people just trying to tear everything down. We are in good shape. And I see it because I've been out there. And it's great to see. I want to tell you, everybody coming over to me, hey, Joe, how you doing? I like what you're doing. Hey, I believe in your politics. Hey, I think you're great. Hey, we listen on the radio. Hey, we watch Fox News. They're like whispering. It's like a whisper. It's like, hey, Joe. It's like, hey, like, but you know what? Now, when I went out to parts of the country that make no apologies. We're a great country, Joe. Appreciate what you're doing. Carson City, Nevada, man. That's like great. That's where some great Americans are. That's where the wagon trains went across. I said, what exit is this again? The wagon trains went across the United States, stopped in Carson City. Then they went back out to California. Just great. It was just so wonderful. So I got to tell you, too, as I geared up, and thanks for your patience. And because I had it was such a hectic schedule that has to stay on it, right? So I haul out and I take off and we go out. I don't even know where to start with the stories. And we fly out to Vegas, baby. And the Star Trek convention was one of the great experiences of my life. This is one of the great. It's a kind of an iconic thing to do in the United States. I mean, when I tell you. Everybody from all walks of life, they were dressed up like Star Trek characters, but they accepted me like I was one of them when I just did one episode. So we go out there we got out late, right? On a Wednesday, I got two shows. I got a show Thursday. I got a show Friday. And we're out in the middle of the desert. It's jammed, by the way. It's jammed out there in the summertime. By the way, if you don't have to leave, you don't have to leave New York or Jersey or Connecticut, you know, or if you don't, if you're, wherever you're listening, to old Joe on the radio at AM 970. The answer, please, just don't go. It is so crowded out there. So we get out there, and I hit it. Now, I take Mikey with me. Best thing I did was take my son with me, right? And we go out there, and his guitar's not working right. So yeah, if you saw on social media, on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, I took Mikey out. We didn't go to any of the attractions out in Las Vegas. We went to Sam Ash Music, man. I called my buddy Bobby in New York. He said, no, here's where Sam Ash is. We went to Vegas. We bought guitar. I bought a guitar for my kid's birthday. I put my son on stage. I have to tell you, this is what the beauty of for me going on the road. We had to do two big shows, and I'll talk to the guys about it in a second. Two big shows for all the Star Trek folks, right? So I'm on stage in Vegas, and I have a friend, Vinnie Falcone, who walked me through everything musically. So when I do the Frank Sinatra music and bring in the band, you know, you can't make any mistakes. And Vincent Falcone, the conductor for Frank Sinatra for many years, was kind of my mentor in this. Well, Vinny died a couple years ago, right? I told you that. So his son is there. Danny's there on stage with this kick butt Vegas man. Then to my right, playing the bass, is a guy. Listen to me. I'm sorry for getting inside, but this is a thrill for me. Ken Seifert played with the old man at Caesars in 1974. I mean, I got Vegas royalty on stage with me, man. And everybody in the crowd in Star Trek, they're from all around the world, by the way. They're all from, mostly from America, but almost half of them from Canada and all around the world. And I explained to them the history of Vegas. I introduced Danny. Danny and I did a solo back and forth together. I turned and I acknowledged Ken, and he was so surprised. He had to be 75 years old. He played that bass harder than anybody I ever heard, man. It was great. Then what do I do as a father? After I get the guitar, I say, may I? To this great crowd. We're having a blast of a party on stage at the Rio in Vegas. Can I bring my son out? Can I bring Michael out? And Michael comes out. He straps on the new Stratocaster that I got him. It looks like the Clapton Stratocaster, right? Now, all I know is Mikey doesn't want to go to one, you know, thing in Vegas. Dad, I want to go to the Stratosphere. I want to go to this ride. I want to go to that ride. Nothing. All he's doing is staying in his room rehearsing his guitar. I'm telling you. And I'm on stage. I go, Mike, we go into Voodoo Child. You know, it's a Jimi Hendrix song. One of the iconic Jimi Hendrix songs. Very difficult to play. Because not only the notes, but that whole kind of a special effects that you have to put to it. Michael bought all his whole things, all his foot pedals up there. He goes into Voodoo Child. The crowd goes crazy. As I'm on stage, I'm with my son. I got the guy that played with the old man, Ken Seifert. I got Danny Falcone behind me. I got my conductor recording out. And it was like, to me, and for me, selfishly, as good as Vegas gets. That's what Vegas is about. Michael ripped it up. And in the middle of the whole song, he takes his guitar and he plays the guitar behind his head like Jimi Hendrix. And you can hear the crowd go, ow, ow. The kid is 15 years old playing the guitar behind his head like this. It was like that the whole trip. And then we did Thursday. And then I signed autographs on Saturday. Oh, my God. And this was my favorite. I got to go to the guys. But when people would come over to me with autographs, they waited in line for your pal Joe. They waited in line. You signed autographs at the Star Trek thing. And I ain't Shatner. I ain't, Patrick Stewart or any of these guys. And so when they come up to me, they go, they look to the left. If they look to the right, then they lean into me and they go like this, Joe, I like your politics. It was like, what do you want to do, a secret handshake now? He goes, yeah, I like the president. You like the president? I like the president. It's like, they're whispering. I can't say that too loud. I go, what? What are we whispering? Why are we whispering like that? I swear to God. It was like, you got to do a special thing. Then this was my favorite. I'm getting out of an elevator and a guy goes like, Joe, and like that, Joe. I have to hug you. Now, of course, I'm suspicious, but he comes over, gives me a big hug. What? He goes, I adore you. This is a guy. Then he whispers, he goes, I love you on Fox News. You're great on Fox News. Like, what's the matter? We can't talk now? We're afraid to say anything? Oh, my gosh. I tell you, it was great, though. And I didn't really touch on the politics, by the way, from the stage. We touched on it a little bit. But it was more a celebration of just having fun. And I will tell you this. I will be your roving reporter across these fine United States of America. We're in good shape. People are nice. People are friendly. You know what? You want to know something? People are happy. They believe in this country like I've never seen before. And when you're in the enclave of the Northeast, or certainly in California, and I got to tell you, even in California, because we stayed in the Valley, you know, because I'm too cheap to go to Beverly Hills. We're in the Valley. out there. And I'm telling you, everybody feels patriotic and they believe in the country. So don't let them tell you one thing. Don't let some gal's going to write a silly book and then she gets to sit on a network television show. Don't listen to any of that. Just believe in what you believe in. Keep doing exactly what you're doing because you're doing the right thing. I lived it. This last week and a half, almost a couple weeks and the week before that, going down south to the southern belt of the United States of America, we are a great country. I make no apologies. I'm more proud now, right now, today, to be an American than ever before. And I know you feel the same way. God bless you and God bless America. Quarter after 6 o'clock, Frankie Fibrello.
Joe, welcome back. We missed
right
you.
Great to
it's
see
good
you
to
guys.
See you. You're looking sharp, tan, rested, and ready.
Yeah. Am I still tan? I thought
you
I,
are.
I was in hotel rooms for like the week and a half, you know?
Looking great.
Hi, Celia. Matt's here. Celia's here. Hi, guys. So it was great. It was so funny. Star Trek. You guys nailed it. You are going
100%.
Next week. You are going next
When you sent me the video of the bridge from the Mirror Enterprise, I said, that's it. I can't believe I'm not there.
Yeah.
No, what is that?
But I like how he
it's
sent
from the
it to
episode
us.
Mirror, Mirror.
I like how he sent it to us and he goes, recognize this?
Right,
like we
right.
Wouldn't have
and you know he hasn't seen that episode.
Right,
no,
never.
But I thought it was the bridge of the Enterprise. It's the mirror
exactly.
bridge?
Exactly.
Yeah, I
had no
idea.
From the mirror
I thought I was taking a picture of the Enterprise. So, yeah. and then,
well,
and
you
then,
were.
That's what's so cool.
Just, so, you know, for...
and, little esoteric things that you would know.
No, I'm listening. You sent us another video of Shatner singing Rocket Man.
Yeah. While I'm waiting to go
then
on stage.
The photo of you and Nichelle Nichols, just tremendous.
She's
that was my first crush. I told my grandmother when I was 4 or 5.
Yeah,
I wanted to marry Uhura. My grandmother said she lives in the future. You can't marry.
So
her.
I had to ask because you know. And then they charge for like autographs. I get to
I don't autographs, wanna, pictures.
Well,
everything.
I didn't know because people are waiting. I got down there early. So you got to be downstairs 3 o'clock. Oh, okay. So I know Shatner. I heard Bill Shatner's going to show up. We didn't know Patrick Stewart was a surprise. You know that.
Right. Well, and he's coming back as
I know.
Captain Picard.
So I'm signing autographs, and you hear there's a big room that we played. And there's a huge uproar. Like, you could hear, they sneaked them in. And no one told any. It was like, that's why I said, you know what the White House security should do? They should go to the Star Trek people that on the convention.
No
one knew.
Omarosa
is
not tape recording any secret conversations there.
So, well, that's the problem with social media is that these things get out in a second.
Well,
so you have to be ultra quiet.
I talked
about
to the
stuff.
Guys from Creation Entertainment who did a great job, Adam and Gary. But my guy, Adam, never tipped his hand. Never. All of a sudden, one guy came in for an autograph and goes, oh my God, Patrick Stewart's going back to the Next Generation or whatever they're going to call it.
They
now.
All ran from your table.
Yeah.
And run back in, right? Like a cartoon. I got to see him. Oh my God.
Where'd everybody go? No, this was it. I tell you, I love you for listening. I got to tell you confidentially, 17 after 6 o'clock. And I hesitate to tell you this, but you're part of the family, so I have to. They come over, and you have to buy a ticket to get an autograph.
Right.
You have to buy a ticket. So people come over.
When I got my picture with Shatner, $80. You got to pay in advance.
How much was it?
It was $80 for Shatner. No, I think it was $100.
Yeah, that has to be $100. Yeah. Because I told you what they charged for me.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Now, do you get
but you
to keep
understand.
That, or do you have to split it with the convention?
No, they take a percentage.
Yeah,
they make a fortune, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
But, listen, I'm
he
not complaining.
He gets some of it,
but, yeah,
but
well,
they get a piece.
They charge for they...
Big.
They took $60 for an autograph. So people would walk up to me, and they go like this. They go, oh, Joe, hey, can I have your autograph? And I go, of course you can have my autograph. And there's a handler with you that goes like this. No, you have to buy a ticket. And then I look at the people. The guy goes, oh, how much is the ticket? She goes, oh, $60. And I go, oh. I said, I want to sign. They won't let you sign.
But were there people, was that people standing in line to go in, or was it just somebody walking around wanting to get out?
There was a line. I put it online.
I saw the video of that.
People waiting for over half an hour for me to sign. And I was honored. But then there were people who didn't buy the ticket, so they had to go. So I would say, I'll wait right here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sign. I felt so, but I'm telling you, it's what it was about. Frankie, though, you guys have got to go.
This is one of the best well-run. I love that hotel, too, the Rio.
Yeah.
I've stayed there several times.
Just everything about it, but it was meticulous. And then people dressed up. Al, remember you said that in the cruise? Not so much in the cruise. Here?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Spock? Did you see the Spock guy?
Yeah.
He looked like Spock.
No, he looked more like Spock than
Nimoy did. I walked up to the guy, and I said, excuse me, I'm signing autographs. I need your picture. I got to take a picture with you. And I said, you do this great. He said to me, this is all I do. He was like, that's all I did. That's all I did that. All right. He goes, I do nothing else but this. Well, before we go to break, I got to tell you. Let me give. I'll tell you what. I bought some special things for the guys, and we'll go there. And I have something for Debbie too. And but I'll open them when we go back. Well, I just want to welcome Debbie into the traffic world. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Joe.
Happy Monday. We're back.
We
we're back.
You.
Oh, you know, I missed you too. You had fun, and Anthony, my buddy Anthony, was on, and which is great, and Joey Borelli as well. And Deb, I missed you, but boy, what a wild scene out there in Vegas.
You had a good time, huh?
You know, it was hard. It was hard work because there's no safety net in live performance, you know,
right,
and it's Vegas.
Right,
so there's no room for error.
Right.
So you have to rehearse, be meticulous, sound check, and that is, but you know what? It's my wheelhouse. It's what I do. So I just I have to tell you confidentially, I always talk to you, and if you're listening, I talk to you because you're part of the family. Really felt one of the best shows I've done. Two shows I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad it was a success.
Well, listen, it was good. How are you doing, my dear?
Oh, we're doing fine. Yeah, we missed you, though.
I missed you, too. And I heard from everybody online. They had a good time. They said, Joe, when are you coming back? We are back, Deb.
Yeah.
We are locked
in.
We are locked and we are loaded. Roger Stone is on the show today. Dinesh D'Souza is on the show today. Mm-hmm. And Congressman Peter King and Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the road. So great to hear your beautiful voice, Deb.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now with Metro North, a 20-minute delay on the new Canaan branch. It's all due to some circuit issues. Also, the 4-train delays with a stalled train. We're getting reports of 7 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning with a positive train control. And on the Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR, watch out for some new schedules for August. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the inbound side of the GWB 15, Lincoln 10, Holland about 20, the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 15E, and accident blocking 2 lanes there. Brought to you by Wendy's. Summer may be coming to an end, but there's still time to get a small Wendy's Frosty for just 50 cents. Choose between classic flavors like chocolate or vanilla, but just like summer, this deal won't last forever. Head to Wendy's today for a Frosty for just 50 cents. Available at participating Wendy's. Checking in on the forecast, thunderstorms today, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars
on Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall, 263 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Point du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Jersey Joe. Back on the radio. Great to be with you. I missed you so much. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Come here, baby. Come to Joey. I missed you more than I can tell you. Little Jimmy to get our morning started. Here we go. Yeah.
Time that 90 miles an hour, girl, is the speed I drive. You tell me
watching a documentary. I got home late Saturday. I came home a day early. I said because I finished up in outside of Reno, Carson City, Nevada, and I came home early. I ended up watching a Jimi Hendrix because I was with my son. Me and Michael. I tell you what, best thing I did was take my kid on the road trip, Frankie.
That's just great. Well, show the video. He looks like he's doing wonderful.
Like crushing it. I we got our kids, we got our grandkids, and we're proud. It's not that. I am very, very anal and very, very protective, and I booked this whole trip, Frankie Five Burrows. I booked the seats. I booked the flights. I talked to the airline. They didn't want anybody else to do it. Not that I had anybody to do it, but I did it myself. And then when the flights changed, I wanted to make sure my boy was taken care of. It was my son, you know. So he's rehearsing, and he's rehearsing, and he doesn't want to go to Vegas. It's Vegas. Where do you want to go? You want to do anything? No, he stays in the room. Then when he got – and he put that guitar behind his back and played exactly the exact same licks that you hear Jimi Hendrix. My kid plays at 15 years old.
I saw the video. The
band. You can hear the band, and you look at the – if you look at – you can hear the band, and you can see Rick Gordon, my conductor, going, oh, like, oh, look at this kid. Knocked it out of the park. Then we go to when we went to Los Angeles and we played a beautiful little club, that Fatello's Club. He did the same thing, but he had polished it even more. So he was so into it with the notes and the rehearsing backstage. It was so typical backstage. I have a picture I haven't posted yet. It's me, of course, taking 1,000 pictures because I'm with my sons. I'm with Joey. Joey was with me the whole time. We had a ball. I'm with Joey and Mike. I'm on my 2 sons. I'm on the road. Could it get better than this?
That's terrific.
We're backstage. Michael's rehearsing his guitar. Joey's checking the contract, you know, because Joey always watches out for his old man, you know. But it was the absolute best. And Al and I were talking about the Trekkers. You know, you don't call them Trekkies now, you know, because that's insulting. You go Trekkers, right. Like that. Nicest people I've ever met. Nice. When I tell you nice, that's why you go out. There's no attitude. There's no snarky. Right. There's no one guy. They know everything you've done. Tony DiNonno, they were quoting HBO specials. And I stopped and I talked to absolutely everybody. One of the great experiences, I'm telling you. And you always talk about, I hear about Star Trek. I don't know a franchise with due respect to the great Saturday Night Live. There's not a franchise like that, Frankie.
You're exactly right. There's not a half century like this with this amount of enthusiasm. It's remarkable.
And then you were so on the money, Frank. People are saying to me, oh, well, I said, did you order that? I asked people, did you order the CBS Access for the – well, they got to charge me. I'm not paying that. You said the same exact thing.
Well, but now with this new Patrick Stewart show, I will.
Boom. Why do you think they hire Patrick Stewart?
Exactly. Right.
So this is why I heard about it. We're talking about if you're not a Trekker, Patrick Stewart played Picard, and in The Next Generation, right. That was the Star Trek I did. So they're in that big, huge room, and no one knows nothing. I don't know how they got him into Vegas, how they sneaked him in, but they sneaked Picard in. They sneaked Patrick Stewart in, so to the point where he just walked out on stage. People went nuts. Like Elvis came back, and he goes, Picard is coming back. It's up, whatever he said. Boom. They went. And then you talk to people like you and I talk about, hey, do you hear what happened at the White House today? How could they do that? Did you? What happened with this dossier, Frankie? You know, you and I talk. No, it's about, wow. So Patrick Stewart, what exactly? They tell me exactly the whole story.
Well, so for non-Star Trek fans, this would be the equivalent if, like, say, the biggest radio star, Rush Limbaugh or Imus or Howard Stern, had left radio in the middle of their prime 25 years ago and then just decided to come back.
Yeah.
That's what this is,
or
the equivalent.
Or like I said, like Elvis. If Elvis, it was like Elvis showed up.
But Elvis in his prime.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but people come up to you and when they talk to you, they're dressed as characters.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Smith.
No,
Starship.
No, they don't address, it's just like, Joe, how are you? But they got different,
right.
You
Klingon
would recognize.
Ridges, yeah. Or Bajoran.
One's
or
Data,
different episodes.
One is
different episodes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One guy would change. One guy who was, his name was Harvey or something from New York. Mm-hmm. Or no, from Jersey, yeah.
Harvey Mudd. Was it Harvey Mudd? Mustache?
I don't know. You know the guy?
Well,
Harvey Mudd was a character in Star Trek.
No, this guy's real name was Harvey, I think. Right. Unless it was a Star Trek. Maybe that was a Star Trek name.
Was he fat?
And he came up. No, he came over to me, kept talking to me. And he kept saying, every time I saw him, he was in a different Star Trek outfit. So he packs. I have enough trouble packing my equipment. I mean, he's packing Star Trek outfits.
This is their Super Bowl. This is their event.
So I went to a Star Trek convention last year in New York, but before that, it had been something like 14 or 15 years before they'd had a convention here in New York City. I don't understand why they don't have them more frequently in New York City.
I'll tell you what. It's the expense of it. It's very expensive to rent out the Javits Center. You've got all these stars.
I'll tell you,
a lot of money.
Vegas can't be any – they can't give you a deal in Vegas. That's
no, but I think
it was jammed. I mean, when I tell you – thousands.
I'm going
thousands
there.
Of people.
Definitely going.
I kept thinking about you guys. So what I did, you'll be so proud of me because, you know, Alan Frank, you know, the family and Deb. So I'm signing the autographs. Then I went back again. They said, Joe, we need you to come back again. And so you go to your table and you're sitting there and I go, do I have a couple seconds? You go, yes. So they have distributors and exhibitors that go that sell everything. Everything that's Star Trek related.
And I like to buy the old scripts.
And I didn't see, you know, good point. I didn't see the script. I did see stuff that costs like $10,000.
Oh yeah,
$4,500.
I have a script from The Wrath of Khan.
Well, I like the first.
Did you? Do you really?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yep.
I didn't bring those for you, but I did find. Do you remember Frankie Fibros? I really
the presidential
I,
Pez.
I can't remember the presidential Pez that I gave to Neil Cavuto, and
yes.
You got gypped, and I never got. Them
I
back.
Actually have this.
You,
but
you have this
one.
But you have this one. This is a Star Trek 25. And it's the Next Generation, and it's the Pez dispensers.
This is terrific. Thank
you have that one already?
I do, but I will.
Did you open it?
I can always use more.
Did you open it?
I didn't, but now I will open this one.
But why? Look at the Pez. How old is that Pez that's in there that I'm looking at?
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah, that's more of a collector's item.
No, where's that? Wait, I had something for Al. I was so excited. No, this was you. This is all you. I couldn't believe I found this. I see if you recognize it. I'm going
to
go in.
See if I now wait a second. Before the reveal. You're talking to two of the biggest Star Trek fans at AM 970 The Answer outside of Grace, our promotions woman, right?
Yeah.
See if I recognize
Grace
it.
Grace got married in a Star Trek wedding.
Oh,
did you? That is great.
Yeah, it was Star Trek outfit.
Look at that.
That's a communicator.
It's the original.
That's the original.
It's one of the originals.
Oh, and let me. Oh. Yes! I love it. And of course.
Spock here, Captain.
It has sound effects.
Is it that?
I love it.
One of the original ones.
That's the inspiration for the mobile phone, the flip phone.
That's right.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Some guy in Motorola looked at that on Star Trek and invented it. Oh my gosh, look at it.
Why?
Isn't that good? That's an original.
I love it.
So I got something else for you too, Frank, because just in case, and I did get something else for you, and I bought this for you, but I was going to give it to I was going to give it to Phil or give it to somebody else. But if you have it, I'm going to take. Can I take it back if you have it?
Yeah. Well, I'll trade you the Pez dispenser.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Let me give this. Yeah. This is really fun. Can you see what this is?
Oh, no. The ornament. Enterprise ornament.
No, it's not an ornament. It's an actual display model. So you can see back in the day
gorgeous.
Of the Enterprise.
That's awesome.
Open it up because you know what? The lights shine up.
This is expensive. I noticed you left the price tag on to make sure I know exactly how expensive it is.
Did I leave the price tag on
this is real. Are you sure you want to waste this on me?
Yeah, you did leave the price tag.
You're going to really give me the Pez back so I can give it to Phil?
Yeah.
Don't tell Phil.
He's in Hawaii anyway.
Is he in Hawaii anyway? I'll save it for him.
Mike Gallagher. They're doing the
Joe, you're
that
comfortable
cruise.
Giving me this one? This is really very generous.
I bought that for you.
Thank you very much.
But you know why? Because you're going to want it. You keep it in here.
I will.
It's got a stand. It's got
put
the
it
Enterprise
next to Teddy
ship.
Roosevelt.
Oh, my gosh. It's been crazy. Hey, and then I heard.
And open what I gave you from Cape May.
Okay. Here we go. It's present time. We're back. What are you going to do? Oh, look at this. I'm opening up real big. Let's hope. Oh, wait. This is great. How did you find this?
What is it?
It's a soap dispenser that says, I have the sign in my bathroom at home. I have the sign in the downstairs bathroom at home. It says, wash your hands and say your prayers because Jesus and germs are everywhere. Al, praise the Lord, Altatuna.
Okay.
This is great.
For you.
I couldn't think of anything more.
Thank you so much. This is great. So it's a soap dispenser, or I could put Durasan in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you want.
This is great. Do you know I have a sign of
and
this in my bathroom?
Image of Jesus on there, which I think is banned by one of the commandments, but
this looks like Matt, actually.
It does.
Matt, this looks
before
like
he had the blonde highlights.
A little bit like this. I love it. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Dinesh D'Souza is on. He's got this hit film. He's the conservative filmmaker, best-selling author, whose new book, Death of a Nation, is it's a documentary. This is great. By the way, so I look forward to Mr. D'Souza coming on the air. Congressman Peter King, kind enough to join us. And then Roger Stone. You've been hearing a lot about Roger Stone. You know, I am so tired of this. And when I travel out, I don't even want to get into the weeds here on the show about the dossier and about the collusion and about it's so bogus. It is so bogus. Let me tell you something. I'm outside of the D.C., the Washington, D.C., the corridor up here, you know, where all we talk about is, did you hear what happened with the president? Did you hear what? No, it's not. I'm telling you right now, it's fake. It's phony. The country knows it. What kills me is that they're able to continue it and to spend massive amounts of money on this. Massive amounts of money, and there's nothing. They got nothing. So we'll get into it because Roger Stone now, you know, he's a longtime Donald Trump advisor, best-selling author. He's got the book, by the way, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style. You got to check this out. They started talking about him again and who he knows in the in this Mueller probe. They just can't let it go, Frank. It's like an obsession. And they and no one's there to just shut it down. Very, very frustrating. And I could tell you, as I travel this great country, and we indeed are from the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America, everyone knows that it's a ruse, it's a distraction. And when you hear the president says this, the president shouldn't do that, he shouldn't say, he shouldn't tweet this, you know what, if he let it go, and I don't disagree with you, by the way, but if he let it go, they would run rampant. This whatever it is, the deep state, the mainstream media, the far left, the far right, the extremists in our country, and Antifa, this whole thing, they would run rampant if the president didn't have so much bluster in his approach. So you almost have to give him that, because they will go, because I'm telling you, when you're out in the country, people know, they see right through it. They see right through it, Frankie Five Boroughs. So it's Piscopo in the Morning. We're going to get into it, 877-970-2999. Joe, back on the radio. I missed you so very, very much. We got a lot to talk about. I want to give a plug here before we go to Alan, local news. I'm reading Bill O'Reilly's book. You got to check out Killing the SS. My goodness gracious. You know, the horror, the devastation, the satanic, drive of Hitler. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, Killing the SS, is a riveting, riveting book. We got to have Bill back on because they sent me the book at the house and I got into it and it's quite extraordinary. 6:36 right now. Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Debbie's on the roads for you. And Big Al Gattulo standing by with all the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Thank you, Joe. Jesus is in your prayers. Here's what's going on. Boy, I was a little disturbed by that. Yes? Go ahead.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
I want to go to the... We have to talk about the California pastor who wants to do beer at the church.
Praise Jesus.
Exactly. Here's what's going on. Little Falls is still reeling after flash flooding washed out township streets over the weekend. Viral video shows cars bobbing in the overflowing Peckman River Saturday after being swept away from a dealership on Route 46. Mayor James Damiano has since declared a state of emergency in the community. The Jackson Park area closed to access, and parking on several streets south of Route 46 between the Peckman and Passaic Rivers has been prohibited until further notice. President Trump is scheduled to be in New York for two events today. Trump will sign a National Defense Authorization Bill at the Fort Drum Army Base. The more than $700 billion bill sets policy priorities for the Defense Department. The bill is named after Republican Senator John McCain, who has often criticized the president. McCain remains at his home in Arizona as he battles brain cancer. Later today, Trump will attend a fundraiser for New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney. In sports, the Yankees beat the Rangers 7-2. It was the Mets over the Marlins 4-3. And the Mid-Island Little League team from Staten Island headed to the Little League World Series. Mid-Island shut out Maryland 4-0 behind a perfect game from Gregory Bruno to win the Mid-Atlantic Regional. They play the team from Des Moines, Iowa Thursday in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And another Staten Island All-Star team comprised of 9 and 10-year-olds, Great Kills National, completed its mission of 5 banners on Saturday in an 11-2 win over Massachusetts to capture the Eastern Regional Championship. Congrats to both teams. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on the Staten Island Expressway. Eastbound, your building, Slauson Ave, right out through the Verrazano Bridge. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down, heading up toward the Prospect. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over toward the area of the westbound BQE. Just a brake check here into Meeker Morgan over at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. You're slowing down as well, getting into town. LIE heading westbound, slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard and the Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue. An accident blocking one lane there. Expect some delays on the New Canaan branch of Metro North at New Jersey Transit. 7 canceled trains this morning. And over on the LIRR, new schedule in effect on the Ronkonkoma branch. Inbound side of the GWB 20, Lincoln 10, Holland 25, New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 15E, a collision there. And traffic building on 84 West at 684 with a collision. Thunderstorms today, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning, it's Joe back on the air. Great to be with you. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Just catching up with the guys. Forgive us if we get a little too inside. Just having some fun. I love this. This is like a Baduracin in this hand sanitizer dispenser. It looks like you could put soap in it. And it's a picture of Jesus. And it says, wash your hands and say your prayers because Jesus and germs are everywhere. I swear to goodness, I went to Wayfair online. You ever do that Wayfair thing? I think, does Walmart own that? Does anybody know? It's like, you go online, you get all the good stuff for a good price. And I ordered Wayfair. It's like one of those wall art things. And it says exactly that, Frank. I'm going to put that right. This is the theme in the downstairs bathroom.
Yeah, we could put the Duracell soap in there. The Duracell makes a soap.
Hey, by the way, big shout out to Joe Giovanello and my buddies over at Duracell. I lived on Duracell the whole time because I am from airport to airport, hotel room to hotel room, going in the hotel room. And then you don't know whose hand you're shaking, first of all. And I shook everybody's hand, by the way. Yeah, everybody's hand. I'm surprised
your hand didn't come back with the shakes after all of that.
And then we gave away some of the Duracell, you know, with my likeness on it.
Right.
In Star Trek. They love it. They absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I don't. We should do more merchandise if we don't, and we should do more of that. But the product is sensational.
Mm.
I mean, because it cleans everything. And this, for me to be able to worry about what I'm doing on stage, and then I know what instrument I have to go to next, and I'm with the most talented cats in the world, and yet I shake hands, I'm sweating, and I'm afraid I'm going to be sick for the next gig. I could spray Duracell, I've told you this before, on my hand, and it's just it's water-based. I could pick up the drumsticks and do the whole solo.
That's great.
Is that the wildest thing?
Yeah, Durisan.com, Durisan.com. If people want to order, if you use the promo code Piscopo, you save 20%.
It's so true. So then we go from Vegas. We go out to Vegas, and then we get up. The next day, I get up. I stayed out of the gym, so I was really, really not happy about that. So I got up early on Sunday morning before we went to L.A. And then the night before, Mikey and I were going to take, I said, what do you want to do? He goes, I don't know, the Hoover Dam around. We Hoover Dam.
That's nice.
Yeah, but, you know, do you really care? I don't want to see. I don't
it's
care.
It's a giant
dam. Like, yeah, running water. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know
I'll go to the falls of Patterson.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, not today.
Yeah, no, I know.
A lot of bad flooding.
I know, and terrible flooding.
Yes.
And it happens over and over and over
well,
again.
Well, this is a little different because they got 2 to 3 inches of rain in an hour. Caldwell got almost 5 inches of rain in less than an hour.
I know.
That's very
and
difficult.
Our hearts go out to everybody in Totowa and the whole area. That's my neck of the woods. As long as we've been living up there, coming from Belleville, Newark to Belleville, to Bloomfield.
That poor Jeep
up Bloomfield Avenue and going up to up to the Caldwells. It's been flooding ever since,
yeah.
And they don't fix it. Is there anything they could do about it?
Again, when you have that much amount of rain in a short period of time, there's really not much you can do. The river can only hold so much. Jeep dealership had at least 10 cars wrecked.
Yeah.
There's a shop right there. 50 employees' cars destroyed.
You know, if you're from the area, give us a call because I know people listen in that area a lot, so we appreciate that. But one of you give us a call. Hopefully they're okay because I said the one father that went to pick up the daughter at the ShopRite, her car got taken away. Al, this is a chronic problem in that area. They just it's like a flood.
In that area, it's a problem. But again, when you have that much amount of rain in such a short period of time, there really isn't much that you can do about that.
Yeah, let us know. And then this story, too, before I got so much to tell you about the road, and we'll get into it. I know you want to hear it. I mean, you've been asking me online, Joe, what happened here, what happened there, and I'll break it down for you. But this story, too. And I hear these stories as I'm coming into the city last night, and I want to chat with you about it, 877-970-2999. Nearly 10,000 people have cancers from September 11th. This is a horrific story. You heard this, right? A new report finds nearly 10,000 people have been diagnosed with 9/11-related cancers linked to the toxic dust at Ground Zero. The Post reports the Federal World Trade Center Health Program has counted 9,795 first responders. And every time I meet one of the heroes from 9/11, we're a block away. And you tell me I don't feel, when I tell you the history of the United States, and whether I'm out west or whether I'm traveling all down south, I don't feel a greater, attachment and feeling of pride than when I walk the streets in downtown New York, knowing what happened that day. And how we recovered from that day, and how we still continue to move on, and how good of a people we are as Americans from that day. But every time I meet somebody, Frankie, every single time, what's the first thing you say? You're doing okay?
Yeah.
You're doing okay. It's epidemic now, almost 10,000. This is from Dr. Michael Crane. He says the World Trade Center Health Program at Mount Sinai still gets up to 20 referrals a week from people getting sick with suspected 9/11 illnesses. And, I remember distinctly when we went down there, we were doing an event. My gosh, I can remember this. We were doing it on the Intrepid, and Rudy Giuliani was there. George Pataki was there, and it was some kind of event, I think, for the Intrepid with the Fisher family. And then I was with Kimberly at the time, and we said, let's go down to Ground Zero just to pay respects. Let's just say thank you. And it was a month or two after 9/11. You couldn't breathe, Frankie Five Boroughs. You couldn't breathe. You would really.
You couldn't see.
You couldn't see. You'd breathe, and it was just, I could feel it. They were there day in and day out. So our hearts go out. But at least they're tracking this, you know what I mean? And how people got it. Hopefully there's a program that will fund this.
Well,
thanks to Peter King, right?
Peter King, Dan Donovan, and Carolyn Maloney. And you got to give Kirsten Gillibrand some credit as well.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened to her? She was so nice. All of a sudden now,
she's running for president. Right. And unfortunately, that's what you have to do to be a Democratic presidential candidate these days.
I also think there are we should be naming the Democrats who aren't running for president in 2020. It's probably a very, very short list because it seems like everybody wants to throw their hat in the ring here in 2 years. It's ridiculous.
I know. Then I thought, I always told you, and you heard me say it on Fox News, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, who's got real swagger, very smart. And he would be a very, very attractive candidate.
Guy.
But, what a mess. Oh, my gosh. There's homeless out there. They can't get a handle on it. And people talk to me about it. They talked about with the California's just, they've lost California. This is the way they talk about it.
It's interesting. I was discussing this yesterday with my wife because one person on Staten Island hit the Powerball jackpot on Saturday.
Yes, I heard that.
$260 million, whatever it is. They're a multimillionaire. I said, if I hit that much money, and obviously after taxes, you walk away with $140-150 million.
Yeah.
I would really want to do something to help people. Whether it's setting up a fund or this and that. No,
Frankie,
seriously.
Listen to this guy.
Wait.
No, before, what did you say? What did he say last time? You'd never hear from me again.
Well, no, I would do that. I would set that up and then you'd never hear from me again. I would disappear. But I thought was interesting.
Who is this from? We don't know. We never heard from him again.
Listen, I know that people would not want to do this, but I threw this idea out to my wife and she said, it's not a bad idea, but here's the thing. What if we took $4 a month from our paycheck and put it in a big pot? Right? Mm-hmm. To feed the homeless, house the homeless, whatever. Every single person in this country who is working a job that gets taxes taken out, et cetera, et cetera. You take $2 every 2 weeks because most people get paid biweekly. So $4 a month out of your paycheck goes to this fund that helps the homeless. Specifically, the homeless in America.
It's called taxes.
I understand. I know that was my wife's argument, too. But what I'm saying is, would you be hurt that badly by $4 if you knew that it was directly going to help people?
If you know what? To your point, this is why I tip heavy. Because when I see somebody do something for me, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm back to the room in Vegas, and the room hasn't been taken care of because we got out late, we do the show, I'm sweating, we just got through the show, and I call and I say, can housekeeping come up? And in a minute, people come up. Two people come up, take care. I'd rather give them a lot more than $4 a month. I'd make sure I tip them heavy and hard because they deserve it. The problem is, if you give it yourself, sure, it's great. But the problem is now, they do tax. Look what's happened in Seattle. They're taxing for what? The homeless.
Right.
Wait a minute. What's all the money going for? It goes to sustain the government. The bureaucracy is what we're paying for. They don't go, but it's a very, Al, you've come
a
long
way.
You've come a long way.
Why couldn't we do that to help these people? But, you know, everybody says, like, the homeless
Does
in New York.
Does this man have anything to do with it?
No, he has nothing
Is
to do with it.
Is it Jesus?
No.
Do you feel Jesus?
No.
Feel
but they Jesus, talk about how they want to house the homeless in all these different places, and every borough says, not in my neighborhood, not in my neighborhood. Well, where is the neighborhood where it's okay to put the homeless? We have to figure out a way to get these people off the streets, get them cleaned up, get them a job. I know some of it is mental illness and stuff, but there has to be another way to do this.
Oh, you know, Big Al Gattuso. Thank you, Al. We appreciate that.
And now it's Monday. I might change my tune on Tuesday, but you know.
And Debbie's with us. So do you like that? Frankie, is that nice? Isn't that nice?
I love this.
Isn't that great?
My enterprise.
Can you play the song? Do you play the song? Do you play the song on there? I got, Debbie, I got Frank. I bought him the Pez dispenser. He has it.
Nice.
So I got him a great little model of the Enterprise, which plays the music, and there's lights that should be lit up there, too.
Take him an hour
Wow. He must be in heaven over there.
Yes. It takes
trying
a lot.
To be delicate.
I got
so
trekkers. These
it.
Guys are like trekkers. I got to repress them somehow.
You know how clumsy he is. He's trying to be delicate so he doesn't break it. So it's going to take him a half hour.
Are you going to put it home, Frank?
I'm hesitant to leave it here because people here are animals. They break things.
They're animals.
Somebody will take it. I can see that.
Debbie, where were you? With St. Augustine over the weekend, I heard.
Yes,
where were
up
you?
In New City. I was at St. Augustine. I was speaking for Good Counsel Homes.
God,
homes
you were
unwed
good.
Moms. Yeah. Oh, I love doing it. And you get to meet the parishioners, and everybody's so nice. And
yeah,
you, know,
you are good. I'm doing a benefit for Several Sources, which is another.
Oh, good. Yeah, they're fabulous, too.
Yeah, which is great. God bless you for doing that, Deb. I do not know how you find the time to do it, girl.
Weekends. I'm off on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do anything.
Yeah,
it's fun.
No, that is so appreciated. Debbie, it's great to hear your voice. 6:52 a.m. 9:70. The Answer. Frank and Al and Joe are here. Debbie's looking out for you traffic-wise. How we doing, my dear?
Yeah, and a shout-out to everybody at St. Augustine's up in New City and Father Bill Cosgrove. They were absolutely great. Same thing with Father Michael. Thank you guys for inviting me. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, with New Jersey Transit, the Northeast Corridor. It looks like you have two canceled trains, one on the Morrison Essex, two on the main Bergen-Port Jervis, and two on the Montclair Bruton. It's all due to that positive train control. LIRR, new schedule for the Ronkonkoma branch through August, and over on Metro North, New Canaan branch, a 20-minute delay. Let's go to the inbound GWB. It's 15. Lincoln, 10. Holland, about 30. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound car lanes at 15E. Watch out for a collision over there. Southbound Thruway picking up some volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And 84 West at 684 getting out through Brewster. It's an accident there as well. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway East through the Verrazano. Jackie Robinson West at Metropolitan Avenue, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-47-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall, 263 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Rather cloudy and humid today with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm around, especially this afternoon and this evening. Watch for flooding downpours later today, the high around 80. Then warm and muggy overnight with clouds and a shower and thunderstorm, low 73. Clouds, some intervals of sun, warm and humid tomorrow with a shower and thunderstorm or two in the area, high 83. Then Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high near 90. AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. It feels good to be back. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 656 on AM 970. We are The Answer. Is Mick and the Boys of Stones with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie. Great to have you with us. You're ready for Drive Time Players at 6:56 on AM 970. The Answer, 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join us. I missed you terribly. I have to tell you, too, it's like I don't have a private jet or I don't have a it doesn't matter. If you got to fly, this is a problem. And I want to talk about it when we come back. And by the way, Roger Stone with us this morning. You don't want to miss Roger Stone or Dinesh D'Souza or Congressman Peter King. So thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs, for always putting together such a great show. You, no matter where you go, airline travel is an abomination. It is a disgrace. It is, we have gotten down to, we have dumbed it down where you are just used to being treated, not rudely, just with no service at all. I can tell you, now, don't forget, we got guitar, Mikey's carrying his guitar. I got my bag, my Rawlings bag with everything in it. I have to pack. My bag was 7 pounds over on Southwest. You hear, oh, how great Southwest is? Not so much. Southwest, we're going from Vegas to Los Angeles, 7 pounds over. The guy looks at me and goes, oh, I'm sorry, whatever. I got to charge you $100. For 7 pounds, do you want to take something out? You're going to demean me as a fellow American citizen and ask me to open my bag up, take out 7 pounds, and people do it. People do it. It's so disgraceful. It's a pathologically, it's pathological the way the corporations. And then I get on the plane. Oh, listen, I get on the plane. And then I go, I have one carry-on bag. I got another bag. And then I walk on, and I pay extra for to sit up front in Southwest. And then the stewardess, the flight attendant looks at me and goes, oh, you better put that up in the overhead. I said, oh, well, don't you do that? No, oh, no. And it wasn't rude. She did nothing. You better do that before the people come in. Can you please help me? No help, nothing. It was worse than, I imagine, it was like a traveling on a bus. Frankie Five Boroughs. But we persevere. Don't we persevere? We put up with it. Oh, the way they treat us. You know what I say, like Rodney? No respect at all, I'll tell you. But we made it. But the whole trip was like that. Oh, I could tell you stories you don't want to know. But the good thing is we took the high road. We stayed positive. And it was just great to meet everybody from the greatest country on planet Earth, the USA. We're coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.